The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench here every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9 live on WRHI 1340. FM 100.1 and worldwide at WRHI.com. And I'm Steve Crump here on 4th of July weekend and my lovely wife, Rhonda. And we got this stranger sitting here that I don't really recognize. Oh, that's
yeah,
right.
You missed one Saturday.
It's Mr. Rector who's been on vacation.
One Saturday I was out. So we are here for the people on the 4th of July.
We the people.
Live. In the studio.
I'm here yes. For me. I don't know about the people.
Matt's back. We haven't had a whole crew back in a while. So
that's right. That's right. Been laying out a little bit, traveling all around.
Yeah. I don't know who he is either. He's been on vacation too.
Yeah, he missed a little bit more than I did, but that's good.
Yeah, I had to go on vacation. Then to Salt Lake City. Had the National Federation of High Schools out there.
Yeah.
So it was cool. Learning experience. Got to meet a lot of new people from
so
all around the country.
So it was a paid trip is what you're telling me?
It was paid for.
That's all I mean.
But I'm not garnering a check from that.
Yeah.
But it was cool to get with different high school athletic associations from around the country.
Have to hear about that.
Yeah. I didn't know you were an athletic association.
He's on the South Carolina High School Board.
Yeah, they sent me to represent South Carolina.
Oh, that's right. He's the only one that did get replaced.
Yeah.
That's right. For some reason.
How about that? That says a lot.
He didn't get a cop to come.
He's very practical.
I think they just forgot about me.
there's that guy over there.
Yeah. There's that guy that keeps showing
you're
up.
You're a key asset.
I can't think of his name. He sits over there on the left.
Yeah.
Well, good. We're glad to have you back.
Good to be back.
Somebody had a birthday this past week. My partner, Steve Crump. July 1st.
Yeah. Happy birthday to him. Happy birthday to my mother-in-law, Ginger Thompson.
A lot of birthdays. Yeah. Sarah Goforth, that works with me. Birthday was yesterday.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. How is Sarah?
Yep, she's very good. She might pop in here one day. If I'm going to miss, I'm going to get her to come up here.
You got her on the agenda, but I know she's been on before.
Yeah. She'll be on this year before the year's over.
I'd love to see Sarah.
It's somebody else's birthday, too.
That's right.
America. Woo! 250 years. Barely older than Steve.
You watch Hawk Cheese this morning then, huh?
I don't watch TV like that.
That's all I talked about was 250 years.
Well, that's been, I was thinking back to Bicentennial and what a big deal that was. And I guess 250 is a big deal, but I don't know. I just haven't seen, I guess. I don't watch Fox News all the time, but I just hadn't seen as much about it, maybe.
Maybe something tonight will come on.
Maybe it's because I was a kid and it was exciting, and I'm an old man now and it's not as exciting as that was. But
I don't know. I feel a little cheated. I barely missed the Bicentennial.
Did you miss it?
Yeah, I was born in 79. So
oh, man.
Oh, man.
I was looking forward to this one. But
you got any Bicentennial quarters?
I think I do somewhere. I think I do.
Trust me, it won't fit.
So why is the Cincinquennial quarters coming out?
I don't know.
Or dollar, I guess we need to do.
Yeah, we need to do something.
Yeah. Welcome to the Gardener's Bench.
On this hot, sunny day.
I will tell you what, I got up this morning. We had a little gathering at my house last night, and I was about to go to bed last night, and I said, oh, I'll be able to sleep in. And I was like, oh, no, I forgot. I got to go to this radio show.
Yeah.
But on my way up here today, I figured people would be sleeping in, hanging out. There was people all over the place today walking and a lot of vehicles in the road and a lot of action going on. So I guess if you're going to do anything outside, it's probably better to do it right now because this is going to be a hot, miserable day.
Ours hope it won't matter.
I want to say miserable. It's July.
Over 90's hot anyway. Yeah. It doesn't make any difference.
Yeah. It's a hot one. We're going to maybe break some records. I think the record was 99. I can't believe it hadn't been over 100. on July 4th. I heard the other day. So I mean, there's a lot of different records around here. Where,
I thought it said 101.
You would think that
I might be wrong.
On July 4th, it would have been 100, but
they called for 100, 101, and 100 yeah. today. And rain every day. I ain't seen rain yet.
Yeah. It clouded up a little bit yesterday in the afternoon around 1, but then it kind of just faded away. So there's always a chance.
Early yesterday morning, there like a thunderstorm was coming.
Yeah. There's always a chance.
Rain would be nice.
Then it blew away.
Yeah. So. We did have some rain while I was gone. It rained a few times, I guess. And
you at the beach? Yes, yeah. Why did it rain?
It didn't rain where I was. They call it the Beaufort Bubble. Evidently, they have a must be like our little water thing out here on Lake Wylie that we talk about. But clouds that come through there so quick that kind of just
thanks to the power station.
Yeah,
yeah,
kind of just moves on out of here.
Thermal pollution.
Yeah,
that's
a whole topic.
Temperature there.
Yeah, so get outside if you got to mow your grass or do whatever. Get out there and get it done early. And it's really dangerous for.
Tommy's already mowed it twice this week. So.
People old as Steve, you know, you don't want to be out there.
Yeah, I got to get out there.
I'm not going to go out
there. Steve's going to watch Rhonda out there.
I'm going to sit in every condition and watch her complain.
Yeah, it's a good day for air conditioning for sure. So
exactly.
There should be a lot of festivities on TV today, I guess. And there's actually, if you've never been to Rock Hill downtown, Red, White, and Boom is tonight.
That's right.
A lot of fireworks downtown and the Ferris wheels and all kind of stuff from Tommy Hurst Company. He's got them all set up down there. So come out. I guess it probably starts around 6 o'clock tonight. So
that's right. That's right.
And, everybody put your hand over your heart for this song, Stand Up.
Little and we'll, free bird does.
We'll be right back with the gardener's bench.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Benny Yetter here. We'll get you ready for the hot weather with an annual checkup. We'll clean the coils, replace air filter, and check your Freon and safety controls.
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And a Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And an eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here. When you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. All brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
Okay, we're back to the gardener's bench.
Feeling good about America today.
I'm still not sure if anybody's listening to us or not.
Yeah. Like I watched some wrestling the other night, made me get fired up. See some Randy Savage or something.
Really?
Yeah. Screaming about America.
Some Dusty Rhodes or somebody.
Dusty Rhodes is probably dead by now, huh?
he certainly is.
His toes turned up.
Now his son, Dusty Jr., is still around, I think.
Yeah.
But he and the people on the
did you know here. This? I may have talked about this before, and his old friend of yours, Lee Teal,
yeah.
Lee's nursery. Lee used to be a wrestler.
Oh, yeah.
He wrestled Mid-Atlantic Championship Wrestling, and his name escapes me, but we call him the Mangler when he comes into the store. But he fought with Dusty Rhodes and all them. He got beat up by him, I think, is whole thing is.
He was a tag team and wore mask.
Yeah.
So nobody recognizes.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't like the Bangler thing.
But I know.
They were pretty good actually. Yeah. And
he talks about it a little bit, but
I think he had a little too much religion for wrestling.
Yeah, maybe so. But he's a good dude, so Lee Till. He's got a nursery open now too. I need to get him.
It's
out there behind Eastview Baptist Church. It used to be Mark Hamrick's place, but he's probably the biggest dealer in palm trees in South Carolina right now. He has a big farm in Hartsville where he grows a lot of them, and he's doing very well with that.
Do palm trees do well around here?
The windmill.
Oh, yeah.
The windmill palm does.
I don't know.
Most of those.
Windmill is the only one that's, I would say, guaranteed to live up here.
And if it gets below 10 degrees,
and it can hurt it, yeah.
Crystal.
Mm-hmm. I've got three beautiful ones in my yard. One's about 15 to 20 foot tall now. So.
Leaf plants, big ones. Real big ones.
And it started out as a 5 gallon, maybe 7 gallon, and I've got 2 3-gallon. They're about 8 to 10 foot tall now. So they
take a lot of water.
Not really.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Not normal.
I didn't know that.
They need to be planted where they get a little protection.
Yeah. It's like any tree. When you plant it, it sits there. It looks like it sits there for the first 2 or 3 years, and then you kind of, I guess, you forget about it, and you turn around, and it's already growing. Yeah. Then so. People do put them near house. You don't want to put it right up on your house, but like Steve said, protection's good. But my bigger one's out in the middle of my front yard, right on the corner. So it's pretty.
Your whole house is protected.
Well, thank you.
The yard is big enough to spit on.
Protected by Carolina Fresh.
Yeah, and the sago palms, those are the short, squat ones. Mm-hmm. I know my mom's got one. And
sago, pendo, there's a lot of different kinds.
We have to fight with that thing every winter, and she calls us over to bring it inside, and it's in a huge pot.
Oh, my gosh.
And
wrestling.
I think it weighs 5,500 pounds.
5,000 pounds, right?
Good gravy.
You're probably close because they are heavy.
They can be.
I've thought about slipping it some Roundup, but I don't know. I don't know. I won't do that to my mom.
You have to be there to deal with it.
That's the least you could do for your mom.
Yeah.
After being a naughty teenager.
That's right. That's right.
Bringing in a palm tree once a year.
She brings it inside. We wheel it inside in their garage.
He's garage. Outside.
Yeah.
Is it planted in the ground?
Mine's a windmill, though.
Oh, okay.
And his is a different kind.
Yeah, it's a pot. Okay.
The sago is what Steve always has to do, great big pots out of them.
Yeah. And we have to bring them into the garage.
Well, he tried for several years and finally gave up, and then he got killed.
Yeah.
One deer that came out, they didn't make it.
If you have a palm tree, email me at my email. Tell me about it. drector@carolinafreshfarms.com. I'm still waiting on an email.
Have you more so y'all look.
Yeah. Steve doesn't have an email.
Yeah, I do.
Two or three of them.
I thought you just said you didn't.
This is steve.crump55@gmail.com.
55 comes from the year he was born.
Thank Verizon for that.
Thanks, Verizon.
They're the ones that
they're not a sponsor, so I'm not going to thank them for that. If they want to sponsor, then I'll thank them.
We'll go call them.
And we want to tell everybody, if you're trying to find us on Facebook today, we're down. We're not on Facebook today.
Yeah, looks like I came into some technical difficulties.
I combed my hair and put a red and white headband on. I was ready for Facebook. Wore my Evel Knievel shirt.
For nothing.
What screams?
We got patriotic.
Rhonda's over here with red sunglasses and a flag shirt. So.
And my flag earrings.
Earrings, yeah. So looking good.
But Steven and Matt are like me, tough stuff.
Yeah. They're blending in. All right, well, don't forget Farmer's Market this morning, and Red, White, and Boom is downtown Rock Hill today, and we'll be right back with the Gardener's Bench.
Never looking back again. They're coming to America. Home. Don't it seem so far away? We're traveling light today. In the eye of the storm.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
This is Benny Etter. No matter how you sing it, we love that you're singing our jingle.
No matter what the weather,
AirTech makes it better.
No matter what the weather,
call AirTech Heating and Air.
803-327-7100.
I haven't heard that forever.
And even because of music at them points.
Rocky, Rocky Four.
Was still up. Yeah, Rocky Four. Apollo Creed.
Apollo Creed.
Coming out to that.
He did come out to that, but then didn't Rocky was Rocky training in that big hotel or something, and they were goofing around. He wasn't training like he should be. They ended up getting beat. But like in every Rocky movie, he came back.
Yeah.
Just like Rambo.
That's right. Yeah. Every Sylvester Stallone movie, he comes back. He had to do one where he gets killed like early in the movie.
I thought Apollo did. thought Apollo did get killed in one of them.
He was. That Rocky Four, right? Yeah. After he came out to that.
Yeah, he came out and Drago. The evil Russian Empire.
Ball, but I don't know why.
Evil USSR.
Russians.
I guess.
And we still can't trust them. So here we go. Where it's 2026.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's still an issue. They're not the CCCP anymore, but they're still annoying.
Yeah. Oh, Soviet Union.
Yeah, Russians.
We got Russia. Yeah. We have Soviet Union.
That's right. Hey, I want to blow your mind with some information. I was heard a meteorologist who I love, and I wish I could have done something like that, but I'm old now, so I do what I do. But anyway, so Ray Stajic was talking about the heat index and what it comes from. This humidity tied in with the temperature and all that stuff. So this is what makes your body feel so hot when it's like this. There's humidity, water in the air. There's so much density of the water that your body is not able to do the cooling through the skin because of the density of the humidity. And that's why you feel so hot when you go outside, other than obviously the sun beating down on you, but your body is unable to circulate and cool itself like that. Like air conditioning unit pumps hot air out of your house and then the cool air into it. So what about that, Steve? You look like you're like in a daze over there with this information.
You totally got me.
Don't black out on me.
Well, don't black out. The cooling shirts that you can buy, are those worth? I
don't know, but I've used to sell those and they're pretty good. The ones we had reflected heat away from your body, so that was kind of a way to do it. And you know, the Latinos and all, when they work, you know, they cover their skin And actually, it keeps you a little bit cooler. But
my dad did that for 50 years.
Yeah,
as a kid, it was something.
Did you used to do it when you were outside?
Long sleeve shirt.
I didn't, but I've noticed now that sometimes I'll do that. And
I did. That's why I got all the skin cancer.
Yeah.
That's what day is.
Yeah.
But I know at a place I used to work, they bought cooling towels for people in the warehouse.
Oh, yeah.
And to put around their neck, and they said that that would help keep their bodies cool with those cooling towels.
It does help some.
I think you'd wet it and kind of like.
Yeah, you put them in, you can actually put them in the freezer and all and all that stuff. But
it's
something to make you feel cooler. I mean, it's really, when it gets hot like it is now, there's nothing really going to help.
Well, back in the prehistoric times.
Prehistoric?
Yeah.
Dang.
They told us that the cold index was the federal government tested the effect of cold on metal in the battlefield. It had anything to do with people. Not long ago, I heard the explanation. It's basically the same thing, but it's effect on people. I don't know which one to believe.
Well, they talk about feels like temperature all the time now instead of like the regular temperature. So I guess when it gets cold, it could be colder if it's zero humidity and the air's
moving. Chill factor.
There you go. They actually have. They should call it that.
But look,
I guess they do, don't they?
But look at the stress that causes on the plants and stuff.
Oh,
in your yard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it does.
You got 100 degrees and no rain.
Yeah.
I mean, that causes a lot of stress on your grass and your plants and everything else.
That's why plants say with drip irrigation.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have the stress. Mm. But we were old fashioned. We planted this field and it got hot. We'd turn on the overhead and it would cool them down. But I have seen it where it would evaporate before it hit the ground.
Oh, yeah. I've been doing that this week when I come home the last couple of days. I've cut my irrigation on my yard and just let it run for like 5 minutes maybe.
Started running off and cut it off.
Yeah. Just let it make a couple rounds of the thing, and you can actually go out there and feel the difference. And
cool everything off.
But it does evaporate very quickly, because I was watching on the sidewalk. It was wet right there, and then all of a sudden it was gone. So it doesn't take much So Carolina Fresh is closed today. Do not come there.
I saw that yesterday.
We were closed yesterday, too, so we took a...
As of yesterday, you were closed.
Thank you to my boss for giving us a day off.
Now you closed Monday?
No. No, we'll be back.
You
got to
work on Monday.
Yeah, I know.
I got to go back to work on Monday.
Yeah.
So.
I had a 4-day week this week. It about killed me after being on vacation. So
I thought you were on vacation this week, too.
No, I was there, man. We actually were somewhat busy this week, so it was good.
Good.
I had several of my landscapers text me yesterday. Are y'all open? They forgot something, so... They just had to wait till Monday.
Come get it Monday.
Mm-hmm. I told one guy he can go park at the hill and go in there and get what he needed and come back. These people need a half a pallet of sod. I was like, well, it's sitting right there inside the gate. If you just get your guys, y'all can haul it, carry it right over there to the gate and take it with you. But he called me before he went over there because he didn't want the police to come or whatever. Mm. It's not a big theft thing with sod. Mm-hmm. Not many people... Like steel sod. It's too much work.
I know at the nursery, he had plants along the side of the road, and people come by and they pick them up, put them in the back of the truck, keep on going. So
that's kind of easy.
It was real easy.
But roll of sod's pretty heavy and it's dirt, and probably steal it, and then they go, man, what'd I do this for? It's dumb.
Sod, the thing was, you sort of don't pay for it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I've had that happen before.
Yeah, y'all changed the purchasing procedures.
A little bit. I trust people, but sometimes too much.
Sometimes you have to trust.
Sometimes things happen with people and they can't come get it. So, one thing I did want to talk about was all these people are digging up, putting new lines in, Segra and Spectrum and all because of the able to compete and all that stuff. So I want everybody to know we do sell sod in small amounts. You can buy one roll. People are piecing, covering their yard. So don't forget, you can call, order it 2 or 3 days ahead. Don't just come in and think we have it, especially this time of year. But
I'm going to tell the story of York County natural gas.
We're going to have to do it when we come back. So
when we come back. We're
anticipation for the story.
Oh, still be mine.
All right.
Majesties above the fruited plain. But now wait a minute, I'm talking about America. Sweet America. You know, God done shed his grace on thee. Yes, he did. Heavy brotherhood from sea to shining sea. You know, I wish I had somebody to help me sing.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
This is Vinny Etter of AirTech. Our business is growing, and if you have experience or prior training as a heating and air technician, we need you. Pay is based on experience, and you have the opportunity to advance.
Willing to learn? AirTech will teach you. Call 327-7100 and receive the area's best starting base pay.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely.
Even 100 degrees is going to be a lovely day.
It is a lovely day. Happy birthday, America. Yes. Go ahead, Steve, with your story.
I'm told I could name me names.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you were censored.
Somebody dug up a yard years ago and they covered it up with sod and everything was fine.
They actually traced a line through it. And they spent 2 years fixing it and the gentleman wasn't happy.
Mm.
And he finally found out that we did the original installation.
Mm-hmm.
So he called Tommy. Tommy said, oh, how you want me to do this? It should be the bill be done, man.
Mm-hmm.
Went up there, took a couple hours to patch it with sod,
mm-hmm.
and Carolina's Fresh Farm supplied the sod, and everything was cool. Said the man a bill for $700. He said, that's all you're charging me? And I said, yeah, that's it. He said, I've been fighting this for 2 years for $700.
Oh, man. We can pay eight then if you want.
From now on, call it first.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it is important to get the right kind of grass. I mean, a lot of times.
That was the biggie.
Whoever's doing it.
Grass ends yeah. with you, but we're going back.
Yeah, you don't want to put the wrong.
I just didn't want to name names.
Well, that's fine. Well, thank you, Rhonda, for being here.
Yeah. Why not? He retired.
She's here for our lawyers.
Care. 25 yeah. years ago.
That's okay.
I don't care.
She's here for the lawyers. She keeps us in check.
You trade jobs again.
She looks really good in that American flag.
Yeah.
She's smiling today. She's happy.
She smiles every day.
Smiling at her man across the room.
Making fun of her being across the room.
She would not do that, as far as you know.
Yeah, I would.
You want to bet?
So, as far as you know.
Every chance I get.
So, Carolina Fresh is closed today. We'll be open next week. Lauren Wild Birds Unlimited. I'm not sure. Did she say she's open on the 4th? I guess you have to check. Check on, say. Check your phone. Just type it in and see if we're open. So,
be safe tonight.
Yeah, be safe tonight. Fireworks, let them cool off before you put them in a trash can. Please let them sit there overnight, and you can clean it up in the morning. Don't. Yep.
They open at 10.
Yeah, I did it. Push it to the side of the road, and I saw a little thing on the. We'll go ahead. We'll talk about that later, but.
I'll see you next week on radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.